The only thing I'll say about the incident that occurred the other day in the game that everyone is preoccupied with right now is the fact that to depict this as Odell Beckham being wrong and the only one wrong is not right. It's not fair. It's not justice. It's not the way it was. If you're naive enough to think that way, then you better do some soul searching yourselves. Beckham certainly was wrong, and we said he was wrong from day one. But there were factors involved, starting in pregame, which are well documented, which indicate that there was an attempt to provoke him. He was provoked. He was out of control. He was wrong. There's no doubt about it. You'd like that that didn't happen. But the fact of the matter is, if you know that, the situation pregame with the baseball bat, and if you know what occurred at the very beginning of the game, you can understand that, you know, there was two sides to this and not just one. And that's the only thing I'll say about that incident. All right, we're on to the Minnesota Vikings, a very good football team that's 9-5. They're 3-3 in their last six games. They're one game behind Green Bay in the NFC North. They're +2 in the turnover ratio. They've only committed 81 penalties, which is second lowest in the National Football League. And I can tell you that they play a good brand of football, and they do not beat themselves. Their offense is ranked 28th overall. They're 5th in the league in rushing, which is what they want to do. They run the ball. They throw the play-action pass. They're 5th in rushing, 31st in passing. Teddy Bridgewater, their young quarterback, is a 66% completion percentage. He has 13 touchdowns and a 90.4 quarterback rating. Versus Chicago, this guy was 17 for 20 with four touchdown passes and one running play. He did run the ball in for a touchdown as well. Adrian Peterson is their outstanding rusher who leads the league in rushing, leads the league in attempts with the rush. Kyle Rudolph, their tight end, their outstanding tight end, and rookie Stephon Diggs lead their team with 47 receptions apiece. Their defensive team is ranked 13th. They're 19th versus the run, 7th versus the pass. They're 4th in the NFL in preventing touchdowns in the red zone. Everson Griffin, their outstanding defensive end, leads their team with 8.5 sacks. Our friend Linville Joseph is there. He has had a toe injury. I would think that he is will be ready to play against us. Chad Greenway, Terrence Newman, Harrison Smith, an outstanding array of defensive players as well. They have a very, very good special teams outfit with excellent production. They're 10th in punt return at 9.6 with Marcus Sherrills. They're 2nd in kickoff returns at 28.2 with Patterson. They're 2nd in punt coverage, allowing only at 5.0 per punt return. And they're 31st in allowing kickoff return yardage at 27.6. Any questions about the Minnesota game?
How much different are they using Joseph versus how maybe he was used here, and what kind of growth have you seen in him from your study?
Well, as I said, there's been three games in a row when he has not played. You know, Limble is a big, strong, physical defensive tackle. He plays on the nose. They feature a nose, a one technique, a three technique. He's on the center most of the time, and he's a big, strong, knock the center back kind of a guy who takes care of the interior of the line of scrimmage. And he is a good player.
Tom, your strong opening statement, is that are you more upset at the coverage of this or at the fact that the league has singled out Odell and not Josh Norman?
I'm done talking about it, thanks. I just made the one statement.
Did you say what you saw or heard during pregame that you'd say provoked this?
Coach. I saw what you saw. You got it. You got the footage. Go ahead.
You talk about the preoccupation with this. I mean, is that a concern of yours inside the locker room with this team too?
The team is looking forward to the Minnesota game and preparing for them.
Have you had the chance to sit down with Odell yet? I know you said you would if you had an opportunity when you can.
I talked to him prior to.
Tom, were you
prior
aware?
To what? Sorry. Were you
prior to the suspension?
Were you aware of any of that pregame stuff while it happened? And if so, did you talk to Beckham and try to calm him down before that?
I didn't see the – I was standing on the sideline when the individual went by with a baseball bat, but I did not see the, you know, entering the ranks and that type of thing. But
Did you say anything about a guy with a baseball bat on the field to anybody at that time?
That was, I'm done. I'm talking about Minnesota.
Is Odell here today, Tom? Is he going to practice?
Is he allowed to practice?
The hearing is going on. Do not people know this?
We don't know if he's there or.
Oh, I don't either, but he's not here. Obviously, he can't come here. He's suspended.
How do you move forward if you have to go without him on Sunday?
Move forward. You got to go forward, period.
How big a disadvantage is it, obviously?
Well, obviously, you'd like to have that player with you, but if in fact it doesn't happen, we have to think of our team as well, which we're trying to do.
Tom, with Harris having the shoulder, I mean, would that be White and Davis, the guys stepping up?
Probably, perhaps.
Are you really worried about Harris, or is it just...
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's a little bit sore today. I can tell you that, which I was expecting that, that he would be in a little better shape today. But, again, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. We'll see what happens.
At this point, it's worse than last week, though, you'd say?
I don't think worse, no.
Is Hakeem ready to take on a much larger role?
He will have to be.
Coach, what do you lose with Whitlock, who, of course, was that two-way player and also special team?
I'll tell you, what he did for the last 2 weeks as a lead blocker was very good. So we missed that part. And he did a nice job blocking the linebackers, but he was on all special teams. He was injured, actually, as a defensive lineman. And so we lose that aspect of rotation as well.
So you lose basically two guys, one on each side of the ball, and you're thin on the defensive tackle side. I mean, do you bring in somebody else, or do you just work around that?
Work around it the best we can. He was used as a special situation defensive lineman. He wouldn't have been in on first and second down.
And I would
down.
Assume also what fullback, too, you work around that, maybe put a tight end back there or
maybe.
An offensive lineman?
Maybe.
Tom, how unique or whatever is your take on this situation where what happens Saturday night will determine whether you're still playing for the division crown Sunday?
We have to – we've talked about – you know, we know the circumstances and the percentages. We've got two games to play, a two-game schedule. We want to play as best we can, as hard as we can for two games. That's it.
Something that a lot of your former players have said is that in the past there'd be guys on the sideline to make sure that stuff like that the other day never happened, and they would have, you know, said something to him assertively.
Does this have something to do with the Minnesota game? I don't think so.
Are you worried about leadership on your team? Do you feel you have the proper leadership?
Do I feel we have the proper leadership? We have three captains that are elected, and I certainly was happy with those. Two of them are injured, obviously, so there's a little bit of a void there. But the guys that have stepped up have done a good job.
Did you talk to the team specifically about the potential for distraction of Beckham's suspension and everything that's gone with it?
In specifics, no, but they were aware of the hearing or whatever you call it, and the fact that none of us know what the result is, and at that point in time, I'll be sure to make them understand.
What was he like when you talked to him before the suspension? What was his feeling on what went down?
He felt bad. You know, that's probably the best way I can say it. He felt bad.
How's his mindset right now, as far as you're aware?
Is this Minnesota?
If he plays, is that not valid for Minnesota?
You ask me that question once we find out the answer.
Tom, are you hopeful that, this can rally your team and it could be a distraction for your team?
Well, I think as strongly as we can bond together and that it become recognized, that will be our strength.
Tom, in your career, with everything you've done and experienced, how do the past 3 days rank in terms of attention on not only you, your operation, and obviously your best or one of your two best players?
You know, I'm aware, but I'm not aware. I don't spend time, what did they say? No. We lost a very, very tough football game. That's what I know.
It's one thing not to be aware of what we say and everything else, but I'm curious if someone within the organization has reached out to the league office to essentially give your / Odell side of the story.
Yes, that has happened.
have you discussed with them the officiating and the fact that Evan DiMilanito said yesterday opportunities were missed to calm this down early?
That was shared with everybody prior to the game, before the game.